This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And the President of the United States about to appear in Michigan. That was one of the key states last time. A lot of experts are saying, hey, President Trump, he ought to give up in Michigan. He's consistently behind an average of 7 or 8 points. And that's a lot. It's beyond the margin of error. But he hasn't given up, not one bit. He will be speaking today in Lansing, Michigan, the state capital. Another big and enthusiastic crowd. The Trump administration, the Trump campaign, has announced that one of the things he'll be talking about, apparently a lot, is mail-in ballots. Did he have a change of heart now that mail-in ballots are pouring in at an unprecedented level, historic level? And will President Trump take a more accepting approach? What do you think? I think it's very unlikely. And again, for him to take time in his rallies to talk about that issue 1 week from the election, that's where we are right now. There is no chance virtually, and that's part of what the courts are finding, including the Supreme Court. There's no chance at this point to change the way that a state has arranged to vote. I mean, you may strike down some attempts to change it in the past, but it's very tough. I mean, we're right in the middle. There are now, 60 million people who have voted so far. We will talk about that. We'll also talk about the unexpected issue of Bigfoot becoming a crucial element in this election. Well, at least a crucial icon of COVID-19 discussions. We'll explain what all that means. But there's also a reason that this is a particularly great day for America, it seems to me. And the reason has nothing to do with the campaign. It has to do with our much broader history. Today is the first full day on the job for a great American. Her name is Amy Coney Barrett. She won her official confirmation last night in the U.S. Senate. And she is, by the way, the first Supreme Court justice ever to be confirmed with none of the opposition party voting to confirm her. Not even one dared to cross over. And only one Republican crossed over, Susan Collins, who was fighting what unfortunately appears to be a losing battle in Maine to retain her seat. I don't know why she decided at the end not to vote for Judge Barrett. I know she didn't like the process, and like Lisa Murkowski, who voted against taking up the issue, but then ended up voting to confirm Justice Barrett. Now, that was a different choice by Susan Collins. Other than that, it was along party lines. And the Republican line, buddy, all of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate got behind Amy Coney Barrett. And this made Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, and I hope he stays minority leader, meaning no majority for the Democrats in the U.S. Senate. And you'll hear why. Chuck Schumer got up on the Senate floor last night, right after the vote to confirm Justice Barrett. And just before she gave her fine, small speech, which we'll play for you in a few moments after she was sworn in by Clarence Thomas, this is what Chuck Schumer said. It's clip one about the decision by his colleagues, he had no part in it, to confirm Justice Barrett. Listen.
Here, at this late hour, at the end of this sordid chapter in the history of the Senate, the history of the Supreme Court, my deepest and greatest sadness is for the American people. Generations yet unborn will suffer the consequences of this nomination. As the globe gets warmer, as workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts, and limit the rights of minorities to vote, my deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people and what this nomination will mean for their lives, their freedoms, their fundamental rights. Monday, October 26th, 2020, it will go down as one of the darkest days in the 231-year history of the United States Senate. I yield the floor.
This is completely outrageous. I mean, one of the darkest days in the history of the United States Senate. There weren't darker days, you think, when the United States Senate, for instance, was driven out of Washington because the British were coming into Washington to burn down the White House. They meant to burn down the Capitol building, but they didn't get to that. You don't think that September 11th was a darker day in the history of the country? There are so many dark days. I think the days of impeachment crises and, I mean, but this, the confirmation of a justice of the Supreme Court, what is it that bothers them so much about this? I tweeted last night and got a good response. I'm pleased to see as soon as I heard the news that this is going to help Republicans up and down the ticket. I mean, from the top of the ticket, that's Trump and Pence, all the way down to your local state legislator or even local city councilman if you have partisan identification with city councilman. It's going to help Republicans because the Democrats are looking like idiots. And the more that they scream and holler about this nice lady, and I don't mean that in a demeaning way. She is a brilliant jurist. She is well within the judicial mainstream. She is not a threat to take away people's liberties. This is nuttiness. Nuttiness. And Mazie Hirono continued that nuttiness last night when she cast her vote to confirm or to deny confirmation to Judge then Barrett. Here is the roll call coming to Mazie Hirono, Crazy Mazie of Hawaii. Listen.
Mr. Scott of Florida.
Aye.
Mr. Scott of South Carolina.
Aye.
Mrs. Shaheen. Mr. Shelby.
Aye.
Ms. Sinema. Ms. Smith. Ms. Stabenow.
Did you hear that? It was a hell no. And she then walked out of the chamber. Hell no. Hell no on this? This is unbelievable leadership. Mitch McConnell, who deserves all kinds of credit and lots of pats on the back, this was almost a flawless drive to confirmation. And only he could have done it. Bravo, Leader McConnell. He said this. Listen.
So all of these outlandish claims are utterly absurd. And the louder they scream, the more inaccurate they are. You can always tell that. Just check the decibel level on the other side. The higher it goes up, the less accurate they are. Our Democratic colleagues keep repeating the word illegitimate, as if repetition would make it true. You just say it often enough, does it make it true? I don't think so. We're a constitutional republic. Legitimacy does not flow from their feelings. You know, legitimacy is not the result of how they feel about it. You know, you can't win them all, and elections have consequences. And what this administration and this Republican Senate has done is exercise the power that was given to us by the American people.
And is provided for in the Constitution of the United States. We'll be right back. We'll go to President Trump in Lansing, Michigan, and a Democratic senator who goes on a huge rant, sick rant, about distorting the meaning of originalism. What does it really mean? If you share some of the Democrats' outrage, you can call us 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On the Michael Medved Show, let's go directly to the President of the United States. Then we'll come back to this issue of originalism and what it is and what it isn't and the scandalous reaction to Justice Barrett's confirmation. The President speaking in Lansing, Michigan, the state capital, in front of a big cheering crowd. Listen.
First candidate I've ever seen who is running on a promise that I will raise your taxes. I've never heard that one. I've been involved and followed and studied politics for a long time. He'll be the first one. I will raise your taxes massively. It's going to be the biggest tax increase in history.
Actually, Walter Mondale
heard of that one
promised
before.
That.
I like running against that guy.
Walter Mondale promised that in 1984, and he lost 49 states.
Michigan. Look what I've done. We've all done together for this state. This state, you're building cars again. And if your union leaders weren't in the pockets of the Democrats, because we get the vote, but they got these guys that just, you know, they come to the White House, they're so nice to me, nice to me. But they go for the Democrats every time for a certain reason. Someday we'll talk about it. But the people, the workers are for us, and the workers are for me. Biden's plan to abolish the entire U.S. oil industry, you saw that, will cripple our nation and send us into an absolute deep depression. And you see what he did with fracking. There will be no fracking. There will be no. He doesn't say it that way. He goes, there will be no fracking. There will be no fracking. But he said it for like a year, and then he got to Pennsylvania, where we're leading. But we're going to put it, see that big, beautiful screen? We'll have it up there. It saves me a lot of words. That screen is great. It costs a fortune. We only bring it to very important locations like Michigan. But then you can hear it in his own words. You don't say, oh, the president's exaggerating now. He said, no fracking, no fracking, no fracking. Then he goes to Pennsylvania, a million jobs, fracking. It's a big part of their economy. Big part of your economy from the standpoint of energy, right? And gas. How do you like the gasoline prices at $2, right? It's amazing. As they go up, you produce fewer and fewer cars. Well, I got you down to the lowest level. You are so lucky I'm president. I'm going to give another major tax cut. After already having passed the largest tax cut in the history of our country, we're giving a very big middle income tax cut. Joe Biden spent the last 47 years outsourcing your jobs, opening your borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure in endless, ridiculous, foreign wars, countries you've never even heard of for the most part. They're all coming back. You know that. They've been coming back, but our soldiers are all coming back. We're all over the place. We're all over the place. We're in places that even the top people in the country have never heard of these places. Biden was a cheerleader for NAFTA. You got killed by them. A catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, one-third of the auto jobs left and they went to Mexico and Canada, but they went to Mexico. Biden enthusiastically voted for China's entry into the World Trade Organization, fueling the rise of China on the backs of Michigan workers. What China has done, there has been nothing, nobody, no country. There has been no country that has ripped us off for 25 years, 30 years, like China. Hundreds of billions of dollars a year flows into China, and I put big, fat, beautiful tariffs on China. We took in tens of billions of dollars. Nobody else did it. And you know, when they targeted our farmers, I told the farmers, don't worry about it. And we gave them $28 billion, which is the amount they were targeted. We don't have too many farmers in this group. We gave them $28 billion, our farmers. Everybody's happy with that? You got about three farmers here. But you got a lot of manufacturers. Remember when Obama said there'll be no more manufacturing? You'd need a magic wand. Well, we had 700,000 manufacturing jobs. You'd need a magic wand. Altogether, half of all auto manufacturing jobs in Michigan were wiped out. Think of that. After the Biden-backed NAFTA and China disasters, China became powerful because of the World Trade Organization. It became powerful. A terrible, terrible thing for our country. And then Biden goes around saying, well, no, China's good for us. No. They haven't been. How have they been? No, I don't think so good. And then the plague on top of everything else. We got the plague sent in. He repeatedly tried to slash Medicare and Social Security. People didn't even know. Decade after decade, Biden has twisted his knife into the back of Michigan workers and workers all over the United States. You don't have to take my word for it. We have Joe on tape. Please roll the tape.
Best and worst ads.
I'm supporting NAFTA because I think it is a positive thing to do. And I do not pretend to be an expert on international trade matters.
Trade agreements like NAFTA and permanent normal trade relations with China, which forced American workers to compete against people who are making pennies an hour, has resulted in the loss of 160,000 jobs.
The president is absolutely right when he says that China has been cheating for 25 years and that Bill Clinton didn't do enough about it, George W. Bush didn't do enough about it, Barack Obama didn't do enough about it.
The rising China is an incredibly positive development for not only China, but the United States and the rest of the world. Rising China is a positive development. It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper. We want to see China rise.
China is a great nation, and we should hope for the continued expansion.
China is not our enemy.
We talk about China as our competitor. We should be helping.
The idea that China is going to eat our lunch is bizarre.
The idea that they are our competition, they're going to beat us, is bizarre.
They're not bad folks, folks.
China's not a problem.
Allowing China into the World Trade Organization, which he supported, extending most favored nation status to China, which he supported, those steps allowed China to take advantage of the United States by using our own open trade deals against us.
No,
do you think in retrospect that you were naive about China?
No.
But doesn't he deserve some credit for that? It's better. The USMCA is better than NAFTA.
It is better than NAFTA.
And of course, the USMCA that he's talking about was the replacement to NAFTA. It really has nothing to do with China. Look, that ad before that was put together by the Trump campaign was awarded for Pinocchios because of everything they were talking using from Joe Biden was out of context. I mean, the basic idea is that the United States has not solely been ripped off by China. There are a lot of companies that sell a lot of stuff to China. And the truth of the matter is, we were up in terms of our manufacturing jobs before last year. But in the middle of last year, and when I say last year, I mean 2019, manufacturing was hard hit in America, and it was hard hit by the Trump trade war. We are now down 700,000 manufacturing jobs since the time Trump took office. And look, you can't pretend that everything is perfect right now or necessarily well handled. We'll go back to the Trump rally and more coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 week before the election and President Trump campaigning in three battleground states on Tuesday, President Trump holding a campaign rally in Lansing, Michigan. Before leaving, President Trump says stimulus talks are ongoing, but Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is wanting to bail out cities.
I'll always talk about it because our people should get it. Our people should get it, the stimulus. But Nancy Pelosi is only interested in bailing out badly run, crime-ridden,
Democrat cities and states. That's all she's interested in.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Georgia.
He keeps telling us, we're turning the corner, is his quote. It's as removed from reality and as offensive as when he told us the virus affects virtually nobody.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
About the nomination and the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the United States Supreme Court. When she was confirmed after the Senate voted, and it is a historic moment because she may well be, she should live and be well and have a long and healthy life. She's only 48 years old. She could easily be on the court for 40 years, certainly at least 30 if she lives to the same age as Justice Ginsburg, who she's replacing. She'll be there 40 years from now. And this upset people so enormously much last night on the Democratic side that you had some of these outrageous declarations by people like Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, who just survived a primary where he was running against Joe Kennedy, Robert Kennedy's grandson. And he actually beat Robert Kennedy by running to his left, if you can believe it. He's a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, along with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And Ed Markey gave one of the most dishonest, misleading speeches I've heard recently. I won't say I've ever heard because there have been a lot of bad speeches. But this is pretty bad, and it's on the Senate floor. And maybe this is what Chuck Schumer meant when he said this is a dark day in the history of the Senate, because they all had to listen to this. Here is Senator Markey, cut 6A.
Judge Barrett is a proud originalist and textualist in the mold of her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, one of the staunchest and most arch conservatives ever to serve on the United States Supreme Court. And as Judge Barrett put it at her own confirmation hearing, Justice Scalia's judicial philosophy is mine too. As Judge Barrett described so-called originalism, it means she's supposed to interpret the Constitution's text and understand it to have the meaning it had when the Constitution was ratified. But interpreting the Constitution in that manner has been used over and over to deny rights to women, to communities of color, and to the LGBTQ individuals, members of our society who had no rights when the Constitution was ratified. Originalism is racist.
Okay, can we stop there for a moment? We just stop there for a moment, Jeremy. This is so blanking outrageous. Can he or anyone out there, and by the way, if you have an example, if I haven't thought of something, I think I have, but if I haven't thought of something, you can go ahead and call me, 1-800-955-1776. Where has originalism or the Constitution ever been used to take away the rights of women? Can you explain that? You can change the Constitution. That's part of what originalism believes. Of course you can change the Constitution. It's been changed 27 times. They're called amendments. And yes, they have done things like make sure that women do have the right to vote. And yes, to make sure that people are treated equally before the law and receive equal protection of the law regardless of race. Was that in the original Constitution? No. But was there anything that originalists want to read from the original Constitution that would take away any of those rights that were actually there or are actually there or even exist today? This gets into the dumbest cul-de-sac in the world. But Senator Markey, this pompous idiot, goes forward completely misstating the role of originalism, the role of the court, and the likely jurisprudence that we've gotten so far from Judge Barrett in the appellate court and that we'll get from our Justice of the Supreme Court. He continues.
When the Constitution was ratified, originalism is racist. Originalism is sexist. Originalism is homophobic.
Okay, the idea that originalism is homophobic? The Constitution, originalism means you look at what the text actually says. You don't say what they should have said or might have said or maybe they were thinking in their deepest heart of hearts. You look at what the words actually say and what they mean. Because that's the only source of the Supreme Court having any authority, or of course having authority at all. They haven't been elected. They're appointed. And they're appointed there to preserve and protect the original meaning of the constitutional clauses at the time they were adapted. Not to go beyond it, because if you go beyond it, you're pulling your power out of thin air. He says it's homophobic. What's homophobic in the Constitution? Anyone want to tell me? He continues.
For originalists, like Judge Barrett, LGBT stands for let's go back in time. A time when you couldn't marry who you love. When you couldn't serve in the military if you were trans. A time when rights were not extended to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, or intersex individuals. Originalism is just a fancy word for discrimination. It has become a hazy smokescreen for judicial activism by so-called conservatives to achieve from the bench what they cannot accomplish through the ballot box. And an elected Congress, and as a result, they roll back individual rights through judicial decisions. The activists, originalists...
Okay, stop. Where have they ever done that? Where has there ever been a case decided on the basis of originalism that actually rolled back rights that were provided in either legislation or in the Constitution itself? Let's go back in time. What cases is he thinking of here? What cases is he thinking of? In other words, talking about originalism usually is the opposite of an activist judiciary. What you mean by an activist judiciary is it's people who take the clauses of the Constitution and bend them and twist them and invent things out of whole cloth and make up stuff in order to overcome legislation that is already on the books, that has already been passed, either sometimes by state legislatures and sometimes by the federal government. In other words, it wasn't originalism that has ever sweepingly changed anything in America. Why? Because that's not the judiciary's job. Yeah, you can have sweeping change, but you can do it by constitutional amendment. Sometimes you can do it by legislation. And the idea that somehow you have some kind of activist agenda to remake America in the image of The Handmaid's Tale. Oh, yeah, there's also a column going back to The Handmaid's Tale. Why? Because they once used the term handmaid, which is a biblical term from the New Testament. They used that in the People of Praise, which is the religious group and community in which Amy Coney Barrett is active. But this is all nonsense. It is all nonsense. If someone can think of something, when you talk about sweeping change being made by the judiciary, activist judges do things like say, okay, we've decided that the Constitution guarantees a right to gay marriage, to marrying your same-sex partner. No one ever believed that. Either in 1787 or, for that matter, 1987. I mean, really, it's a new thing. And you want to do it legislatively. Do it by referendum, as we were in the process of doing. It is a sweeping activist judgment to say that the Constitution, which says not a word about abortion, not for, not against it, Constitution isn't about abortion. Any medical regulations, according to the Constitution, should be made by the states. Not by the federal government. Whenever you have a sweeping change mandated by the judiciary, it's not let us go back in time. It's not based upon originalism. It's based on this idea of a living constitution, which becomes a Frankenstein monster all its own. We'll be right back. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show. I'm stewing a little bit about the horrific misrepresentation of what the Supreme Court and the Constitution, the whole idea of originalism, is all about. And if you take a look at the different things where the court has assumed a great deal of power to override decisions that are made by the several states, do you remember? And then they took this back when the court changed. At one point, they had outlawed the death penalty. They had said the death penalty was cruel and unusual punishment, which is a weird thing because the Constitution itself had provided for the death penalty in the case of treason. So they took that absurd position for several years. That was not originalists. That was not conservatives. That was judicial activists and liberals. They've taken all sorts of ideas like that and pushed them forward to change America. And, for instance, this is a real question. When the Constitution was adapted and when the Bill of Rights was adapted, do you think that they meant that when they declared freedom of the press and freedom of speech, do you think that what they really had in mind, that the intent was to protect nude dancing? No, it probably wasn't. So if you want to legalize nude dancing, go ahead and legalize nude dancing. But going to the court, and of course the court has voted that it is a First Amendment right to dance nude. Of course, you have a right to dance nude in your home, and I think most justices would think that has to do with the right to privacy that they created out of the Fourth Amendment and Fourteenth Amendment. But in any event, here is the end of Senator Ed Markey's rant about the dangers of the new Justice Barrett. Listen.
The activists, originalists, judges on the Supreme Court, and lawyers in its legal community are poised to repeal the Affordable Care Act, deny reproductive freedom, and repeal same-sex marriage.
Okay, none of this is true. None of this is true. There is no serious court watcher who believes that the court will repeal the Affordable Care Act. The Congress of the United States already repealed its most obnoxious provision, the individual mandate that required that everybody either join Obamacare or pay a fee to the government, which was claimed to be a tax by Justice Roberts. That's how he allowed that to go through. But in any event, the idea that they are poised to do any of these things, the Justice Barrett, when she was a professor at Notre Dame Law School, before she even came to the appellate court, gave a lecture in which she declared great, great doubt about Roe v. Wade and the way it was adjudicated. But she indicated without equivocation, as a college, as a law school professor, that she thought it was settled law and it would not be overturned. And the idea of overturning the Obergefell case, there is one member of the court who's been outspoken that he thinks that should be done. His name is Clarence Thomas. He swore in Justice Barrett last night. But there's not going to be a majority of the court to do that either. The President Trump was jubilant last night on the White House balcony. We will get to that in just a moment. But one of the basic rights you have as Americans, it is guaranteed by the Constitution, is the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. It's part of the First Amendment. And that goes back to contact my politician. Jefferson prophetically exclaimed, the government you elect is the government you deserve. Well, if you're a listener to my show, you know I want very much to have a better informed, more involved electorate. And yes, truly electing those representatives who are working toward the interests of your constituents. I want to introduce you to a new resource that is empowering. It's called ContactMyPolitician.com. ContactMyPolitician.com is American-owned. It is nonpartisan. And the easiest way for you to find all of your elected representatives and let them know what's on your mind. Give them a piece of your mind. You can reach ContactMyPolitician.com totally free. That can help you convey either a video or just an audio version or just a written version to any of your politicians, federal, state, or local. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Contact My Politician. It's a nifty service and can actually enrich our democracy. Let us go, if we can, to President Trump speaking last night on the balcony of the White House, introducing Judge, now Justice, Amy Coney Barrett during her swearing-in ceremony. Listen.
This is a momentous day for America, for the United States Constitution, and for the fair and impartial rule of law. The Constitution is the ultimate defense of American liberty. The faithful application of the law is the cornerstone of our republic. That is why, as president, I have no more solemn obligation and no greater honor than to appoint Supreme Court justices. On this October evening, and it is so beautiful, the First Lady and I welcome you to the White House to bear witness to history. In a few moments, we will proudly swear in the newest member of the United States Supreme Court, Justice Amy Coney Barrett. She is one of our nation's most brilliant legal scholars, and she will make an outstanding justice on the highest court in our land.
And then ACB spoke right after that, 5A.
Thank you all for being here tonight. And thank you, President Trump, for selecting me to serve as an Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. It's a privilege to be asked to serve my country in this office, and I stand here tonight truly honored and humbled. Thanks also to the Senate for giving its consent to my appointment. I am grateful for the confidence you have expressed in me, and I pledge to you and to the American people that I will discharge my duties to the very best of my ability.
And last word for Justice Barrett, talking about the role of judges, B, 5B.
Federal judges don't stand for election. Thus, they have no basis for claiming that their preferences reflect those of the people. This separation of duty from political preference is what makes the judiciary distinct among the three branches of government. A judge declares independence not only from Congress and the president, but also from the private beliefs that might otherwise move her. The judicial oath captures the essence of the judicial duty. The rule of law must always control.
Okay, that's so important, and it's so important that people understand that. She has not been elevated to the Supreme Court with an agenda. She has been elevated to the Supreme Court to hear cases and to hear arguments and to adjudicate them based upon the original meaning. And by the way, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal by Chris Scalia, who was one of the many, 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 many children of the late Justice Antonin Scalia, who was the mentor of Amy Coney Barrett. Scalia had 9 children. And Chris Scalia writes about the crucial difference between what some of the critics of Judge Barrett say. They're talking about the original intent of the founders. No, they're not. Because you can't psychoanalyze people and say, well, their real intention was this. It is what people had understood those words of the law meant when those laws were adapted, when they adopted the Constitution and they drafted it and they debated it back and forth. What did they understand to be the meaning of the language they finally decided upon? And that's extraordinarily crucial. He makes the point that, okay, so how do we know that they didn't guarantee a right for every American to have a machine gun? That's an inference based upon their understanding, and you can find their understanding for the Second Amendment pretty clearly. And no, there's not going to be some kind of massive, sweeping activist change because of Amy Coney Barrett. There will be a change, however, in electoral prospects of constitutionally loyal Republicans in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
School is back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.